So our point is, how do we judge the houses and how do we judge results?
These are groups of bhavas. I want you to look at the pictures. These are all in North Indian style, because most of the people in the first batch like North Indian charts. Okay? I hate them, but I'll still put it there. Now, can you identify one word for this?
Kendra.
Kona, not Trikona. Kona. Trikonam is three. Dushthana. Okay. Apo K12 means what? Tell me. Apo Kliman
is added into this 6, 8, 12.
So what will happen now? What are these called? Papa Bhava. Sinful signs, sinful houses. Papa Bhava. Why are they Papa? Because Mars and Saturn are the Karaka for those houses. Dushthana plus Parakrama, Mangal. This is Shani, is the Karaka for these. Guru is the Karaka for these. Who is the Karaka for Kendra? Who is the Karaka for Kendra?
Chandra.
Please write down. Moon is the Karaka for Kendras. Moon creates Kendras. So Moon is the Karaka for Kendra. For Kona is Guru. For Dushthana is Shani. For Papa is Mangal and Shani. And then what are these? To this I have added 11 also. There is no Upachara. Okay. So you don't know this Bhava Guru. And what is this guy left out separately? Dhana. Okay. Look at the shloka of Parashar. Bhava Sokhya. How does a Bhava become happy? Happy Bhava, unhappy Bhava. So you can have happiness from a bhava or you can have unhappiness from a bhava. Bhava Sokhya. Yuti, conjunction or drishti of Shubhagraha. So if benefic planets have yuti or drishti on a bhava, it will be managed to find the page?
Huh?
How the pages are different? In your notes, better write down the page number, otherwise you will be searching. Half time you won't be searching for the index. Okay. Yuti, conjunction or aspect of a benefit causes a bhava to have sokhya. Yuti or drishti of bhavesha, lord of the bhava. If the lord of the bhava has the conjunction or the yuti or drishti over that, if the bhava is going to be nice. Yuva or kumara avastha is very nice for the bhava. This we will talk later when we are going to study avastha. Rajya dhara bhava. Rajya Dhara. For 10th house, the 7th house. Rajya Dhara. So for 10th house, I am getting 7th house, 4th house, 1st house, Kendra Bhava, Vishnu Sthana. For 5th house, I am getting Kona Bhava, Lakshmi Sthana. So, can I say that the Rajya, the 10th house, is the goal. If this is the goal, if this is the success, this house can control the other Kendras.
So if my 10th house is successful, can I say that I'm largely stable? Does it matter if the 10th house is strong and successful or not? What do you say?
Lakshmi is in.
Huh?
Lakshmi is in.
Lakshmi is in 5 and 9.
Without that, it is not successful.
Without that, life is not successful.
With the Vishnu alone is not.
Good point.
Resources will be there.
A person's stability in life is dependent upon this. Kendra. Kendra is Vishnu Sthana. If this 10th house is strong, he can help to make all of them strong. You need one Kendra to be very strong, all the other Kendras will become strong. You need one benefic in a Kendra, the good thing will flow throughout the horoscope, life will become stable. Haven't you done Drishta Arishta?
Yes.
Then how can you make this mistake? In Drishta Arishta, what did you learn? One benefic in a Kendra will stabilize your life. You just need one benefic in the Kendra and your life will become stable. After your life becomes stable, then you can think of having kids and children, wife and all that. Wife is really not coming from 7th house. It is coming from Dharma. If you have Dharma, you will have Stree. If you do not have Dharma, you will not have Stree. And children will come as a consequence of Stree. Why do you get wife from 9th house?
Dharma.
When you have something, you gain something. When you have something, it will cause something else to come. So if you have Dharma, the 11th from that is 7th. So what will you get? Wife, automatically. One who has strong Dharma will have Lakshmi like wife. Whose Dharma is the strongest? Narayan. Vishnu's Dharma is the strongest. So Lakshmi is his wife. So, for marriage, do you bother about 7th house remedy or do you bother about 9th house remedy?
9th house.
Right. Make the dharma strong and marriage will happen. See, engagement or meeting the girl and all is happening in the 12th house. But marriage is happening in the 7th house and that is just one day event or whatever. And then you have a honeymoon and all that and then you are in the 2nd house of family. After marriage, you become family. So this is a short moment. But for this to happen, you need the 9th house. Without the 9th, it can't happen. Without the 9th house, marriage will get delayed or disturbed or things like that. I gave a lecture once on Dharma and Vivaha. Okay? Dharma is very important for happy marriage. Okay. Anything else you want to know about this bhavan? Any other points? Why Dharma is important? Lakshmi Sthanam. They are constantly supplying to the Lagna. All resources for the Lagna is coming from here. These are the protectors of the Lagna. Yeah. For children, what do you need? What do you need to have children? Marriage, wife. Right, so once you have wife, 11th from that is children, no? So when you have wife, you will have children. When you have dharma, you will have wife. When you have wife, you will have children. When you have children, you will have?
Yeah.
What? Happy death. Life after death. Eighth from eighth. Bhavat Bhavam, what is third? Eighth from eighth, life after death. Okay? Did you understand that? So this is a very peculiar thing, you should bear this 11th house. So if I want to see the wife in detail, which divisional chart I have to see?
D7
or D9?
D9.
Right. And if I have to see children, which divisional chart I have to see?
D7,
because I'll get
Did you ever think about that? Why do we see Navamsha for marriage? Why? Simple. Because when you see Navamsha, you get Vivahaphala. Why are we seeing Saptamsha for children? When you see Saptamsha, you get Putrafala. 11th.
Groups of marriage?
Fruits. Fruits of dharma. Fruits of dharma. Fruits of dharma is marriage. And fruits of marriage is children. Okay. Bhavesha is destroyed. This is very important. When people are having a good time, they will not come to you. They will come to you for bad things. The Bhavesha is destroyed. Kambashan, punishment by the king. King or somebody in power or something like that. Boss. When a planet is combusted, you will be punished. Maranasthana, death-like suffering. Now can you tell me the Maranasthana of the planets? For Sun? Write it down as you keep talking. Sun, 12th house. Moon?
8th
house. Why 8th house? Chandra. Why 8th house?
It is the natural house of Scorpio.
Really? So then why the 12th house for the sun?
Because he becomes a beggar.
In Pisces? You just are talking natural, so in Pisces he becomes beggar.
He's
so or, life. Is it? What house is this?
Huh?
Life.
So then moon, why is 8th house Maraka Karaka?
Second house is for food which represents moon. Maraka to 7th house is 8th.
So that is the end of food.
No.
Okay. What about Mars?
7th house.
So what?
Mars
is Brahmacharya, yeah,
so he suffers.
So it's good to have Mars in 7th or bad to have Mars in 7th?
Not for marriage.
Huh?
Not for marriage.
So Ram did a mistake by getting married. Yes, most of the women agree. Yes! Okay. Okay, I'm not telling you anything about my child. Okay. Well, fine. That's how you think. Okay, what about Rahu? Why? You are asking the devil to go and do prayer. It's like absurd. The devil is going to the temple. What about Ketu? Why?
A mendicant asking to be in a house.
Right. You are asking a sadhu or a sannyasi to become a householder. Good. Saturn. Why?
Disease.
Exactly. You are asking Saturn that, look, now can you please heal this person? He said, what the hell? I am given a disease. Why are you telling me to heal the same fellow? What a problem. What about Venus?
Six.
The reverse of Mars, Brahmacharya. Telling Shukra, look, Venus, why don't you practice some celibacy? What a disastrous setting, right? Anything less? Mercury.
Fourth house
is for whom? Mercury is Marana Karaka and fourth house for till which age? Education age, right? Telling a school to go, telling a kid to go to school is like, it's like dying. You all love to go to school?
Yes, no.
Yeah, right? I know that. I know how much you love to come here. That's why I fully agree. I love to go to school. So I don't know why Mercury should be in place in 4th house. What about 7th house?
He's a eunuch.
He's asked to marry, wants
Mercury's
to play.
Eunuch is asked to marry a little kid getting married, child marriage kind of situation, right?
Good. So you understood Marnasthana. Nature, debility. Fall and disgrace. So the bhava becomes very weak. Bhavesha, here we are talking of the lord of the bhava. If the lord of the bhava is defeated in war, everything is lost. Oh, there is a way to calculate how much is lost. So these are the 1, 2, 3, 4 situations. Do you get that? Jupiter. Guru is a bit embarrassed by the third house matter. Okay, positive. Guru is the giver of life. Once somebody dies, what is left? So why didn't you talk about Mangala Sama Jupiter? She knows very well, but of course she didn't want to talk about it. Third is Mithuna Bhava. When you are having Mithuna, you don't want the Guru in the room, for heaven's sake. You don't want to discuss that topic. You can discuss every topic with the Guru excepting that. That is taboo. Am I clear? That is one topic with the Guru, a true Guru will not like to discuss. He doesn't like this topic. It's just taboo. It's Marnakarbistana. You are not supposed to talk about this topic. You are never supposed to be naked in front of the Guru. Never. Women are supposed to be covered from the neck till the knee. And men must always have the private part covered. If they are not covered, from the day they appear naked in front of the Guru, other than that is called nakedness. They appear, they will become stone. Gradually the stone yogas will start working in their chakra. So please, for heaven's sake, cover yourselves before coming to class. Especially if this is Gurukul kind of class. Okay, so did you get the point? Good. Bhavesha and Trika, the lord of the house in 6th house, 8th house or 12th house. If it is in the 6th house, fighting will cause losses. Whichever Bhava lord is in 6th house, because of fighting and dissent and such things, you will suffer loss. Or because of Shadripus. 8th house, debts and diseases will cause the losses. 12th house, terrible calamities or such things can suddenly happen and you will have losses. These are all Shaya Bhavas. Shaya means going away. Losses. So any planet in these houses is going to cause its houses to go down. So these are all Bhavesha. We have 4 terrible and 3 Trika. Then conjoined lords of Trika Bhava of evil Bhavas. So when the lords of these houses, 3, 6, 8, 11 and 12, are conjoining the lords of other houses, then a certain friction ensues which will cause certain losses. Neither Yuti nor Trishtiya Bhavesha or Shubhagraha. That means neither the Shubhagraha nor Bhavesha nor anything good is having an aspect on the Bhava. Yuti or Trishti of a Papagraha, that means somebody is purposely coming and destroying something for you. Vriddha, Mritta or Pidita Avastha. These are things which you will learn when you learn Avasthas. Did you understand each of these?
Why do 11th house conjoin?
Harabhava.
Harabhava.
Harabhava means it will be taken away from you. With the promise that it will be given to you later. And you are unlikely to get it back. Haven't you seen the situations? So many friends. He borrowed some money from me, he gave it to me as soon as he gets it. This lifetime is not getting it. Harabhava. So many good friends you have lent money to, things you have given. It's okay. Don't get worked up about these small things. 11th house, it has to go, let it go. It's okay. You at least did a good deed by helping a friend. Any other house that you want to talk about?
The 6, 8, 12 houses, if they are spoiled, is it good?
Spoiled means? How will they get spoiled, you tell me.
The lords of 6, 8, 12 coming into aspecting.
What does that mean? The 12th lord should be in the?
8th or 6th.
That's good. And that is very good. That means basically you will have lots of 12 houses. That means
You will go to sleep on the bed, and in the night when you go, you put your head on the pillow, suddenly bed will vanish, dumb, you will fall on the floor. It is called the bed vanishing yoga. You went to sleep on the bed, you vanished. Now imagine if wife came from there. So wife also went away with the bed. My problem is, you know, in life, anything going away is a pain, including bad things going away. Of course, the great rishis and all will recommend, 12th Lord should be in 6th. 8th Lord should be in 12th. Be free of debt. Be free of every debt. Pitri rina, this rina, that rina, be free. All big, big things, good, good things. But the moment it goes away from you, you will have a problem. For example, 8th Lord in the 11th house, nobody likes. Why should my debts be on the increase? Is it a good sign to have debts on the increase? What does 8th Lord in the 11th do? Your debts are increasing and so is your longevity, because God has to keep you alive to pay back the debts. Good formula, no? I'm about to die. Hang on! HDFC Bank!
Survive.
Die in the HDFC Bank. But it is true. 8th Lord in the 11th, you will have a very, very long life. This one single combination, always, the only requirement is be in debt. Because the moment you are in debt, you are activating the yoga. Think about it.
So if you want to die, please
pay the debt back. As soon as you pay the debt, you'll die.
The whole thing I was just remembering, you know, big thing on the newspapers about this bank that was charging credit card fee to somebody who had died. So the family rang up and said, listen, this person has died. Sorry, we cannot take it from you. The person has the phone.
They can't talk, actually they can't talk. Because... So what do you say? I'm putting you in a very depressing scenario. 6th, 8th and 12th, whatever it is, it's bad. Whatever it is bad. Look, 6th is the house of pets also. 6th is the house of uncle also. So will you be happy when the uncle suffers? 8th is also the wife's family. Will you be happy when the wife's family dies and is destroyed? And 12th is the space from which your marriage happens. It is the path of moksha. Do you want too much dirt and nonsense to be there? Every house has its pluses and its minuses. In Paramparing Choteshwila, this simple blind thing about 8th Lord in the 6th and this and that, I don't wish to hear. I have seen people with 8th Lord in the 6th suffer too much. They will destroy the Sri Dhana. There is something called Sri Dhana. When you got married, your wife was given all sorts of gifts and diamond and jewelry and such nice things, no? But you have 8th Lord in the 6th. So you will destroy your wife's wealth if you put that into business. These are the people who say, okay, I'm going to marry in a rich family, then so that the wife's family can support me, and they'll take wealth from that to put it in business. Their own business will be destroyed, the wife's business will be destroyed. Too much. What happened to 8th Lord in the 6th? Viparita Rajyoga? What Rajyoga? You got the money to start your business. That's all. So temporarily you felt very good. But it's not your own money, it's your wife's money. What Rajyoga is this? Nobody can rise by the sorrow of another. Nobody. It will be temporary, sometime you'll pay back. The only way to rise is through hard work, 10,000. Natural Rajyoga. Okay? Pray to God that you do not have Viparita Rajyogas in this life or in the next. If you really understand the meaning of it, you don't want it. The karma is too heavy. If a family is destroyed because of you, you will pay for it in God knows how many lives.
So pray that you don't have the Tritya Yuga.
Because something has to get destroyed. And somebody will cry when that something is destroyed. See the difference, see how the parampara is looking at this whole thing. It's not good. Don't eat. It is called a kind of shraddha bhoga. Someone died and his food you're eating. You waited for him to die. It's like a vulture. Are we good? Clear? Understood? Bhava chakra is implied. Graha drishti is very accurate and Rashi drishti fairly inaccurate. In Bhava chakra, Graha drishti works very well, but Rashi drishti does not work. Did you note that? It is a good idea to note it. In Bhava Chalit Chakra, Graha Drishti, does it work? Yes, it does. Rashi? No. Planets change signs. In Rashi Chakra, Rashi Drishti is fantastic. Graha Drishti may be okay.
More or less, okay. So that is why Rashi Chakra is superior to Bhava Chakra.
Always use the Rashi Chakra first, no matter what. And then, there are the special chakras, Bhava, without this Bhava Chalita, Ura, Ghatika and other special lagnas, which I will teach you. What do you say about Mercury in the Bhava Chakra and the Rashi Chakra?
Rashi is second house
Mercury.
So Mercury has moved.
To the second. So according to the Bhava Chakra, Mercury has become a Maraka. What?
The Bhava Chakra position takes the power of the Maraka, even if the Rashi doesn't show that planet has a Maraka.
So what is it doing Maraka to? It is doing Maraka to your Bhava. That means, is it your friend or is it your enemy?
Look at this chart. Look at where Venus is. What does this tell you about Venus?
Exalted.
Superb Venus. Very stylish, very fashionable, very caring over all those things, luxuries and all. But what does the Bhava tell me about his fashion? Consciousness? Pathetic. Third of Venus. Okay. More interesting. Your ninth lord is in the second house with exalted Jupiter. Ninth lord is in third house. What is the difference? What is the meaning of the ninth lord in houses, though you haven't done that? Fine. When you do that, we will come back to this chart. When you do that, you need to come back to this chart and study it. What is the meaning of
Bhava, Bhavesha in different houses?
See, I can't go further.